Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
The Dave Glover Show is sponsored by the Michaels Flooring Outlet, the flooring experts. IGotFloored.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. A few minutes past 4 p.m. Pretty day out there. We're having a great day at Hardee's. We're at 501 Mid Rivers Mall Drive, about a half mile south of Highway 70. Plenty of parking because we're right next to Schnucks, and you can park right over there. Just don't hit that big old douchebag white Jeep out there. That's mine. That's mine. We are going to play Half Wits. First, I want to give a shout out my brother Mike Bush. Announced today that he's retiring after 41 years. So, yeah. And for anyone who wonders, Mike is as nice off the air as he is on the air, right?
He really is.
He's just such a sweet, great guy. It's also funny, little inside joke here. All the listeners get to see how the sausage is made, which is rarely good. And we're trying to figure out the mathematics of how much money we have. And Andrew and I made such fools of ourselves that even though we're sitting 6 feet away from each other, we've been texting each other.
I still don't know if I have the number right.
Yeah. Well,
we'll figure it out at some point.
Here's what we think. We think that if we can bring in another $6,000 by Monday, which is that's a big ask, but it's a weekend, holiday weekend. If there are any big donors out there, anyone who can write us a check for $500, $1,000, whatever you can do, you can go to operationfoodsearch.org and just put DGS in the comment section. But if we can get another $6,000 by the end of business Monday, we will hit $700,000 over the 8 years of this campaign. $700,000. $7 million in actual money, because Judy and Melissa and everyone can stretch a dollar into 10. That blows me away. That's like closer to $1 million, you know what I mean, than zero. That's just nuts. And I refuse to retire until we hit $1 million. Like, but when we do, I'm gone. So, yeah.
That's the last show.
Yeah, that's the last thing we're going to do. Okay, we're going to play Battle of the Halfwits here. We have Team Rachel. We have Team Danielle and Andrew. We have Team Adriana and Leo. And we have Team Greg. And Greg, really interesting story. So you were walking the Appalachian Trail.
Yep.
And you would download the podcast.
Yeah, whenever I get to town for like a resupply or I got service, I'd download
Blood for the week and then listened to that on the trail.
That's so cool,
that's
man.
Awesome. Yeah.
I dig that.
It was
that.
A blast.
I feel like I've done it with you. That's
You hiked it with me,
yeah.
All 2,000 miles of it.
I'm fascinated by those long hikes.
Yeah.
Like, how just in general, how was it different than you thought it would be, better, worse?
It was a little more difficult terrain than I was expecting, but once you get past, like, the first, like, month or so, you get your trail legs, and you can knock out the 15, 20-mile days easily and then just go from there.
Yeah.
There is a small portion I got to catch up on. I broke my toe, like, real early on, so I had to skip ahead about 200 miles.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to finish that little bit in May.
But, was yeah. it, like, I picture it being very social, like, you meet some people, you make friends.
It is a very social trail. Out of the big three, the PCT and the CDT, the AT is definitely the more traveled, and it's more of a social trail. You meet people of all sorts. I mean, you'll meet retirees, you'll meet 19-year-olds that just got to college. There was a family called the Fellowship. It was nine people in the family. The youngest kid, I think, was like 5 years old.
Jeez.
And they were just hiking the whole trail.
Was it personally transformational for you or just like a great hike?
It was transformational. Really helped me get in my head, clear up my mind and all that. But it was also, there's times you wake up and you're like, all right, well, I got to knock out a 20-mile day. So let me just start now. Don't take any breaks. Throw in some music. Just hike this miles. But other times it's just like, you'll take a short day. You'll sit down on a cliff and just watch the sunset.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for
amazing.
You. That's cool. Really cool. Okay. Battle of the Halfwits. Here we go. Now, so the rules, I'm going to ask a question and you buzz in with your name and then you have control of the board and you can either answer it or you can what I call boofing someone, which is a medical term. And then you can send it to one of the other teams. Like if I ask you something and they don't think anyone's going to know it, you can send it to another team. And if they don't know it, you get their points. Okay. All right, here we go. What type of drum has vibrating wires across its bottom?
Danielle.
Snare, correct. I also have vibrating wires across my bottom. Adriana gets
she
me.
She loves it.
She
man.
Just gets me.
We need to get her in the studio.
Yeah, you need to come and see my stand-up. So, I love it. Adriana was saying that she found that when she went to fourth grade, the academics weren't tough, but the girl drama got a little thick. Mm, so
that sounds right.
I told her that goes away in about seventh grade, so you don't have to worry about that anymore. What was Abraham Lincoln's wife's name?
Danielle. Mary Todd.
Very good. Both names. Great. You're doing great on this team.
Good job, Andrew.
Yeah.
I knew both of those, but I'm not fast enough.
Yeah, just got to be quick. In the game of chess, which piece has the most freedom to move?
Greg.
Adriana.
I think Greg got it.
Queen.
There you go. Very good. Which 1980s wrestling superstar once played baseball in the St. Louis Cardinals minor league system? Very famous. Everyone would know this wrestler.
Okay, Rachel.
Yes.
Hulk Hogan.
No. Minus five for Rach. I'll give you a hint. He talked like this.
That's Hulk Hogan.
Greg, Macho Man Randy Savage.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. That's Hulk Hogan. What is added to white sugar to make brown sugar?
Danielle. Molasses.
Very good. Danielle's very smart.
That's right.
And I've been giving all of...
You gave one of Greg's
points. Yeah, I noticed.
Yes.
Well, you're smart not to point it out because he doesn't like that.
I don't like to be called out on being wrong.
Yeah, do not say anything. Word of advice.
What do you get when you add fresh fruit to red wine?
Andrew.
Yes.
Andrea.
Sorry, wasted. very good. Another five there. In Dumb and Dumber, to give back a misplaced briefcase, Harry and Lloyd travel to what U.S.
Greg.
City?
Aspen.
Very good. Very good. In which hemisphere, so it's 50-50, can penguins be found?
Adriana. South.
Very good. Did you know that or is that a guess?
I knew it.
Okay. I'm going to give you five more for just, even if you're lying, I like it. That's great. During which decade did the Charleston become the dance craze?
Andrew.
The 20s. Very
nice.
Good. Back when I met Mark Twain. Yes. On which fictional street does Freddy Krueger live out a nightmare?
Greg. Elm Street.
Very good. Looks like a tie between Danielle and Andrew and Greg. Adriana and Leo, only 10 behind, and Rach, minus 5. Sorry about pulling that out.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. The Missouri River flows into what river?
Greg.
Greg.
The Mississippi.
Mississippi. Very good. The surface of what is typically 70% water and 10% ice?
Adriana. Antarctica.
No.
Can you repeat it?
You're on the right track. The surface of what is typically 70%.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
10% water and 10% ice. Which leaves another 30% for something else.
I was just wondering.
Andrew.
Yes.
Earth.
Very good.
Oh.
Well done, Andrew.
You said something else. I was like, oh, yeah, there's more stuff on Earth.
I was going to say Earth, but when you said ice, it confused me.
Yeah. Good enough. I'll give you five for that. Yeah.
These could be old questions. There might not be that much ice left.
That is a good point. The zodiac sign Cancer refers to what animal?
Greg.
Yes.
Crab.
Very good.
Dave, you look super handsome today.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that. There's a 10-pointer for Daniela.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm taking away five.
Oh, Andrew.
Because you didn't give me a compliment as well.
The beanie matches your shirt.
Which actor played the role of God in Bruce Almighty?
Greg. Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, Greg's very good at this. What author created the character of Tom Sawyer?
Rachel. Mark Twain.
Very good. Back to zero. I feel like I'm really... Yeah. Yeah, that one hurt. That one left a mark.
That one was out of pocket.
That one left a mark. Yeah. Which director... who directed Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Greg.
Yes.
Spielberg.
All right. Going to double the scores so anyone can catch up with Greg. What is the only nation that shares a land border with Vatican City?
Andrew.
Yes.
Italy?
Very good. 10, approximately 95% of the jellyfish's body is made up of what?
Greg.
Yes.
Water.
Sorry, jelly. Water is correct.
I'm over here like, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. That's why they named it the jellyfish.
Probably it. Okay, math time. In your head, if I give you a quarter, a penny, two dimes, and a nickel,
Andrew,
how much would you have?
41.
No.
No, what a shock. No.
Rachel?
Yes.
51?
51 for Rachel. Very good.
Oh, no, I didn't.
I'm glad I didn't answer that one.
Yeah. What famous ex-boyfriend of Jennifer Aniston once guest starred on the TV show Friends?
Danielle.
Yes.
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. Mm. Very good.
That's a funny episode, too.
It is good.
You know, I can't watch it anymore. I don't know why. I just find it, like, very cloying or something like that.
I've seen it too much, but, like, I would watch that episode again for sure. It's really good.
Whose autobiography was entitled The Long Walk to Freedom?
Andrew.
Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela.
Nice. Very good. Well done. 50, a tie between Danielle and Andrew and Team Greg.
Can I join forces with Adriana and Leo?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yes, you can. In fact, I'm going to give you 10 just for offering. Yes. Oh my gosh, look at that. It's a beautiful Bigfoot button. My goodness.
Good job.
You're right there. 10, 20, 35. You're very
45.
Close.
They join teams.
Yeah, that's true.
In which city does Spider-Man live and protect?
Rachel.
Yes.
New York,
very good. What hormone secreted by the pancreas lowers blood glucose
Danielle.
Levels?
Adriana.
Danielle.
Insulin.
Insulin, very good.
Adriana knew that one.
Where do fallen Norse warriors go?
Greg.
Valhalla.
I think Adriana's mic might be cutting out a little bit.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm not saying do anything with the points. I just want to throw it out there.
Okay. Five, I get five.
Okay. Did we answer it? Valhalla? Good. Okay. So five here. It goes 65, 50, and 55. Okay, good. I usually don't have people watching me do this, so it's much more difficult. The 13 stripes on the U.S. flag represent... Yeah, I think it is cutting out.
Mm-hmm. The 13 colonies.
13 colonies. Very good. You are at 60, and you're tied for the lead with Andrew Danielle. Ooh. What planet has a storm system called the Great...
Jupiter.
Very good.
Wasn't sure.
70. I'm going to give Adriana 5 points just for getting really essy when she doesn't get one. So
she's a competitor.
Yes, it's going to serve you well in life. Mom and Dad won't teach you that, but Uncle Dave will. So you stay essy. Which novel features a character named Hester Prynne?
Rachel.
Yes.
The Scarlet Letter.
Scarlet Letter. What is the name of the first lunar module to land on the moon?
Adriana.
Yes.
Eagle One.
Very good. Very, oh, very good.
Nice.
Right. You hand me those questions again?
Yes.
I'm just going to say something.
Don't read any of them.
Okay, it's 20 for Rachel, 75 for Adriana and Leo, 55 for Greg, 70 for Danielle and Andrew. Going to do 3 more questions. They're each
Remember,
worth...
Rachel joined forces with us.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Look at you. So, Rachel, you actually get another 10 points. You do, because she earned it. So it's 85, 55, 70. 3 more questions. They're each worth 20.
Okay.
In which country would you find the mouth of the Yangtze River?
Andrew. Ooh, is it China?
It is China.
Hey.
So you are at 90. What decade, remember you can boof, what decade saw the completion of the Empire State Building?
Greg. Andrew.
Nicely done.
That would be the...
I want to say the 30s.
Look at that.
That is impressive. No one can catch him, so I'm going to make the next question worth 40.
All of our hard work.
What must be held by anyone wishing to speak during the meetings in the book Lord of the Flies?
Rach
got it.
The conch,
and that gives you 40 and gives...
Like on SpongeBob, the conch.
What's 85 and 40?
125.
And the win for Rachel and Adriana and Leo. Congratulations. You win Jackcraft. So. Nicely done, though. Very nicely done. All right, we are going to take a break here. Parties at Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Come by, bring us some money. We're trying to get to $700,000 over the 8-year campaign by Monday. We've already doubled what we normally do in the last show of the year. We're over $10,000. Adriana is $68 away from having $1,000 for her magnets. Quick break, right back, DGS. Back, guys. Really short segment here. We'll be here until 5 p.m. or after if you want to hang out, take some pictures and stuff. We just passed $11,000 for today, which is definitely more than double than we've ever done before on this Friday. We've been doing this. This is our 8th year, and we're trying to figure out the money, but we are somewhere between 50 and 60 right now, and we need to get to 60 to reach 700,000 for the aggregate of the whole campaign, which I would really love to do, and we have until Monday to do that. So calling on all my normies to go to Hardee's and get something to eat over the weekend and give them a buck or two or 20 or 50. And then all my people out there with money, I know you're out there. Think about writing a check for a couple hundred or 500 or even 1,000. We had one gentleman bring in a check today for 3,000, which I think is the biggest one that we've ever received, mm-hmm. you know, in one lump sum. So that's fantastic. Thank you again to Dan Abel at Bissinger's. $7,500 from Bissinger's, selling the Dave's Faves truffles at all the Bissinger's locations. I think there's like maybe 50 boxes left.
Less, more like 20. 25.
Okay, more like 25. But
at Plaza Frontenac.
At Plaza Frontenac.
The only place you can get them now.
Okay, that's great. Good to know. Just a great gift.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, going to take a quick break here. Let me tell you first about my friend Mark Cantor. And I think Mark Cantor, he was one of the new clients that we added this year in 2025 for the live endorsements. I feel super, super comfortable recommending him to you. I would not feel comfortable recommending most of the quote-unquote top law firms to you because I think they've lost the thread. They've lost their way. They're spending too much time on AI slop commercials. They've forgotten who and what they are. Mark Cantor has not. He is a trial attorney. He's a plaintiff's attorney, personal injury attorney. He doesn't represent insurance companies. He doesn't defend insurance companies. He goes after them on your behalf. So if you, God forbid, have been injured or someone you care about is injured in the new year, reach out to Mark. He'll jump on it right away. 314-628-9999, CantorInjuryLaw.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app. and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, guys. DG Ask coming to you live for 30 more minutes at Hardee's Mid Rivers Mall Drive. You guys have outdone yourself. We've raised a ton of money. We're going to be writing a check for somewhere between $60,000 and $70,000 for this year. You guys have hit $11,000 for just today. And if we can get about another $5,000 by Monday evening, you guys will have raised $700,000 for Operation Food Search, which is a stupid number. Just amazing. We can't thank you enough. I wanted to give a shout out to my buddy Greg Damon from Sparks Tire and Auto, also the KMOX auto guy, just stopped by, made a donation, so thank you
cool
to him.
Greg.
So you have a little game for us?
Yeah.
Oh, you just swallowed spit again.
Sorry.
Oh.
No, I swallowed some. I was drinking.
All right. Weird, because you hadn't put a straw to your lips for quite a while. So
I was holding it in.
Well, you were.
So, just saving it for later.
Yeah. Guess the toy that was most popular when you were. I was.
Why do you get so nervous?
Well,
you're on all the time.
I was right in the middle. I'm trying to figure out some stuff for the end of the show. Anyway,
all right.
Guess the most popular toy from the year that you were born and other important years in the DGS, because there's only four of us on the show.
Okay.
So 1964.
Which is you.
That was when you were born.
I'm gonna say hula hoop.
Ooh, that's a good one. It's a really good one. I'll do Etch-A-Sketch.
It was a tie between something called The Beatles Flip Your Wig.
Okay.
Which is a board game
All
where
right.
you try to make the Beatles have hit songs.
Okay.
Which, you know, I guess probably not that hard. And G.I. Joe.
Yeah. Okay.
Were those big for you when you were a kid, G.I. Joe?
Yeah, pretty big.
Yeah.
They were a little out of my price range. I was more a Planet of the Apes kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Major Mad Mason.
Yes.
1971, which I think was the year Wheeler was born, but I'm not sure because he's not here.
Sounds right.
I'm going to say 1971. I mean, I don't know.
It's a very Wheeler toy.
Is it really? Sports?
Is it the wiffle ball?
It's close.
That cork ball?
No. Nerf ball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a little softer.
All right.
1990, which is the year that I was born. They're still around today. They're still popular.
Silly Putty.
Furbies.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Ooh.
I guess that was their big year.
All right.
1991. Your Rachel was born.
Silly Putty.
Turd Baby.
Hadn't been invented yet. I don't know if it's good to keep saying turd in the Hardee's, you know?
They haven't stopped us yet.
It was the Super Nintendo.
Oh, cool.
And it's interesting that as we start to get later in the years, because I look through this whole big list, it starts to shift over into, like, video games and show games more. So, 2000, which is, of course, the year that the show started, what do you guys think was the most popular toy at that time? Big in Rachel's life.
Game Boy? Color?
Not a Game Boy.
Big in my life.
The Little House in the Prairie Lego set?
The Razor Scooter.
Oh, okay.
The most fun of all. Dave Murray's birthday. Now, it only went back to 1951.
Sure, they didn't have toys before that.
Yeah, so they didn't have toys before
played
that.
With
so
sticks.
I couldn't do his real birthday.
Yeah.
But 1951, what do you guys think?
Oh, 51.
Yeah.
I'm going to go hula hoop.
Yeah, Hula Hoop.
Those are really good guesses. It's Mr. Potato Head. I think Hula Hoop was a couple years after. Hula Hoop was like 54 or 55. 95, which is the year.
I think Mr. Potato Head used to really be a potato.
I think so,
like,
too.
It started as a potato?
Yeah, I think they just sold, like, the angry eyes and stuff, and you just provided your own potato.
Huh.
Yeah.
I mean, that would save a lot of money. What a racket. 95, which is the year that your son was born.
I'm going Furbies again.
Which is why I texted you earlier asking what year your son was born.
Yeah, that was a weird question. That was a weird text. It's a weird text.
Rachel said, don't do it. And I said, I'm doing it.
Oh, gosh. I'll just say...
They're really stupid, and you won't guess it.
Okay, then never mind.
Pogs.
Oh, okay.
That is stupid. The stupid little discs that you'd...
I thought those were like a prize when you sold enough magazines at school.
Well, I guess you could also buy them, and they were... According to this, very popular. One year before what I remember to be the first big giant toy that was like, you know, Black Friday, you couldn't find it anywhere, which is Tickle Me Elmo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guess that was 96.
Yeah, Phoebe hated hers. She called him Melmo, and if we brought him out, she'd be going like, Melmo, go in the closet. Closet's good for Melmo. Mm-hmm. What's the big toy now?
Boy, oh, such a really good question.
It's got to be something video. Almost all of the recent years are something video game.
Do kids still get dolls and action figures?
Yeah.
And stuff?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think there's still, you know, action
Blair
figures
wants
and Barbies and stuff.
LOL Surprise doll, if you've seen those.
I've not.
They're kind of
haven't
like...
kept up with the kids' toys.
Yeah.
Have you done Flashback Friday yet?
I have not.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So December 19th, back in the day, let's go all the way back to 293 years ago. In 1732, Benjamin Franklin began publishing Port Richard's Almanac.
You know, he's a guy, when you do the whole, like, who would you have a drink with, Benjamin Franklin's got to be way up there.
He's an interesting guy.
So interesting, brilliant, and just like a ladies' man, and... You know, drinker.
Gave advice like early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. And a penny saved is a penny earned. You're always saying stuff like that.
All the time. Yeah. I'm very quotable.
Dave's motto.
248 years ago in 1777, George Washington had the Continental Army set up camp for the winter in Valley Forge.
Wow.
One of the things that I can't believe human beings did. I just can't imagine. In the middle of, like, I used to, this is so stupid and dorky, but whenever we would get snow, I would always sneak out so no one could see me in shorts, and I would try to stand barefoot as long as I could in the snow. And it's usually like 40 seconds.
Yeah.
And to think that those guys did it for weeks on end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
182 years ago in 1843, A Christmas Carol was first published in England. Of course, it's the story of Ebenezer Scrooge and Tiny Tim by Charles Dickens. I love A Christmas Carol. I'm going to watch a Muppet Christmas Carol probably this weekend.
Nice.
108 years ago in 1917, the first two hockey games were played in the NHL. And 51 years ago, in 1974, The Man with the Golden Gun premiered in London and New York. It was the ninth James Bond film and Roger Moore's second turn as James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
45 years ago, 1980, Dolly Parton made her movie debut with the release of 9 to 5, and she won two Grammys for the title song.
Good for Dolly.
39 years ago, in 1986, Little Shop of Horrors was released. Starring the musical stylings of Rick Moranis. 37 years ago, 1988. I love this. Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings shared a hospital recovery room. They had both undergone heart bypass surgery, but 6 days apart. They were obviously good friends, so I just think that's really cute that they were able to do that together.
That's cool.
28 years ago, 1997, Titanic was released in
that's
the United
crazy.
States.
It's been that long.
Speaking of James Cameron.
Speaking of... Well, really nothing, but the Patriot Games.
Oh yeah,
that Donald Trump announced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, let's get some high schoolers together and make them do some sports. I think it sounds kind of fun. Honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually fine with it.
So it's like one boy and one girl from each high school in each city.
I thought it was one boy and one girl from each state.
Okay,
I think so.
I was gonna say that'd be a big fight.
Yeah,
so.
I think it's two from each state.
Yeah.
Send out your champions.
Something to look forward to. Love it. Okay, let's take a quick break. We have one more segment left, and we'll stay here as long as you guys want us to stay here. Well, that's not true. We're probably out here at 501. We'd love to see you, though. So if you can make it by, and again, you can make donations at Hardee's all the way through next Monday. You can make donations at OperationFoodSearch.org any time of the year. We'd appreciate it if in the comments you'd put a little DGS just so we get credit for that and put it on our total. Quick break, right back, DGS and KMOX. Back, guys. DGS, last segment of the year for me. I'll be back on the 2nd. I might pop in over the break in case they need some help, or if we're going to announce some numbers for Operation Food Search. But other than that, I am going to be recharging and relaxing and spending time with the family between now and the 2nd. We're having a cookie bake-off contest. And so did employees cook this? Oh, it could be anyone. But they're here.
They are affiliated with Hardee's.
Okay, good. And so Adriana is helping us out with this. There's a cookie in the cellophane, a cookie out of the cellophane. I'll go first. First of all, these are two of the best cookies I've ever had. I'm not even kidding. These are great. Mm-hmm. The one out of the cellophane is very pillowy, which I like. I prefer chewy over crunchy. And the one in the cellophane is probably the best chocolate chip cookie I've ever had. So this one wins for me. So,
yeah, I also have to go cellophane. I like the touch of the plastic. But I was like, oh, that first one was really good. But this one is
special.
Yeah, it's really good. Really good flavor on that. What do you think, Andrew?
Visually, I think the non-cellophane one is more appealing. But taste-wise, I do have to give it to the cellophane.
Okay. Adriana? Leo?
You guys are mad at me because I don't like the cellophane cookie. My favorite is
wrong.
My favorite's the non-cellophane one. It's pillowy, and I really like that, and I feel like the chocolate chips are like more like juicy and like taste better than the ones in that one.
Man, someone sign her up. Leo, which one do you like best?
I like this.
Okay, so it's 4-1, right?
Sounds like it.
So who made the cellophane cookie?
Miss Dana did.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you, Dana. These were delish.
Yeah.
And the other one was done by Katie, who was a 2-time champion the 2 years we've done it prior.
Okay. There you go. She's unseated.
Katie, yours was still really, really good.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yours is better.
We all win, right?
Really, really.
Everybody yeah. wins on this.
Everybody wins.
Everybody gets cookies.
So do we have any final for today yet? No, I'm looking at the wrong guy.
Okay.
About 55.
Okay. So we're approximately 55,000 so far, all in for the year. And we're over 11 for today.
11,311.
11,3, which is crazy because, mm-hmm. like I said, mm-hmm. I think the most we've ever done before this is 6,000 for this day. So that's great. And if you guys can do another 5 or 6 by Monday afternoon, DGS will hit 700,000 for the 8-year campaign. And thank you to Jim Heuer for doing
thanks,
all of our
Jim.
Sound. This is the smoothest remote we've ever had. Just great.
It really was.
Yeah, it really was. And Tony, thank you. And Megan and everyone at Hardee's. You guys are the best partners.
Yeah, we appreciate it. One plug real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
So Rachel mentioned it coming out earlier. So we have breakfast with Santa tomorrow mm-hmm. here at this location.
Nice.
All free from 9 to 11. How about we challenge our listeners to come in? Have breakfast.
Yes.
Picture with Santa.
Yes.
Let's donate.
Very nice.
Sounds great.
Let's make it happen.
And remember, you're doing it in front of Santa.
Absolutely.
So you can't go on the cheap.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And this is the Hardee's at 501 Mid Rivers Drive in St. Peter's.
Between 9 and 11.
Folks.
Yeah, bring the kids out. You wrap it up. You talk to us about what you guys do and what this will mean.
We just want to say thank you. This program, which has been around since 2008, has... it wouldn't exist without all of us. We start at zero and raise over $1 million a year just to sustain the program.
Mm-hmm.
And we just can't say thank you enough.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank everyone who came out. Thank all of you from the audience. Thanks for a great year. Really up and down year, right? Like it was tough, but it was also very sweet in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Love you guys. We'll see you Monday. Rach and Andrew will see you Monday. I will see you in the new year. DGS signing off from Hardee's. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.